Federal geologists have warned that silt trapped behind Conowingo Dam is a time bomb threatening to choke the life out of the Chesapeake Bay. Well, now they're saying it might not be that bad. WIPR's Joel McCord reports.
The water that crashes through the floodgates of Conowingo Dam has left behind enough sediment to fill M&T Bank Stadium 80 times over. Bay scientists have long feared that a major storm would hurl tons of that muck through those gates to destroy bay grasses and suffocate oyster bars. But Colonel Trey Jordan, commander of the Baltimore District of the Corps of Engineers, says their fears may have been overwrought. A new study found that only 20% of the mess from Tropical Storm Lee in 2011 came from behind the dam.
So if you were going to try to minimize the amount of sediment that reaches the Chesapeake Bay, you would have a better target of opportunity if you looked at the 80% that's coming from upstream of the dam.
The findings, announced Monday at a U.S. Senate hearing, appear to undercut the arguments of Eastern Shore lawmakers. They have claimed the sediment is a greater threat to the bay than runoff from farm fields and septic systems. But State Senator Steve Hershey, who represents the Upper Shore, was unimpressed.
And this is just a way of taking the focus off the Conowingo Dam.
He called the sediment behind the dam low-hanging fruit.
If you've got 30% of the sediment coming from a single source, why aren't we focused on that? Rather than 0.06% with the septic systems and other small percentages that we're seeing that the administration has put on the farmers.
First, there's the cost, says Colonel Jordan. Anywhere from $500 million to $3 billion to dredge back to 1996 levels, and another $250 million a year in maintenance dredging. It would be better to adhere to the watershed implementation plans, he said.
Our study has shown that if all of those WIPs, or watershed implementation plans, are implemented, they will take care of the vast majority of the sediment issues.
Doug Myers, a Chesapeake Bay Foundation scientist, says the low-hanging fruit argument comes from people who want to avoid dealing with their piece of the pie in bay cleanup.
There's lots of pieces of the pie. There's lots of sources of nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment. And many of the impairments that are happening to the bay are in local water bodies.
Exelon, which owns the dam, has applied to renew its federal operating license. That expires September 1st. It has been negotiating with state and federal officials about what to do with the sediment. Vicki Will, an Exelon vice president, said during a tour of the dam, they still are trying to understand the impact that storms scouring out the sediment would have on the bay.
And the Lower Susquehanna River Watershed Assessment, which we have been supporting, has identified that additional study is needed that would actually study the aspects of the nutrient loading to the bay during scour events.
Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Ben Cardin, who presided at the hearing, says he hasn't drawn any conclusions.
I think it's not clear yet as to whether in the Susquehanna there's a more effective way to deal with the sediment issue.
There's one other argument in the relicensing debate: how to improve the fish passages that allow shad and herring to get upstream to spawn. Exelon and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are negotiating over that. I'm Joel McCord reporting at Conowingo for 88.1 WYPR.